Only Entrepreneurs Station.
I'm starting a new company, and the fish will come with me.
880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda. We've got a great show. We've got our monthly tech show. We've got Andres Cini. I can never get that right.
Cini.
Thank you. Andres is there. Is he holding yet?
Oh, yeah. He's here.
Okay. We've got Becca. We've got all kinds of people. We've got somebody whose birthday it is.
We've got the birthday girl.
Hey, who's the birthday girl there?
Hi.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, Mom. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
So you're 81 years old. Did you have fun at lunch today?
Absolutely. A Miami special. Yes, sir.
What'd you have?
Cuban food.
I know. Medianoche. I have a beautiful picture. Yes, I'm going to have to post that up on Facebook later on, Mom. What a beautiful time we had. Everybody can see me with the video of my mom. Mom, you want to give a special shout-out to anybody while we have you on the air?
No, I just love you, and I'm happy to be with you on my birthday and my special day.
You're the best, Mom. I love you so much. Wanda, thank you so much for getting my mom on the show today.
My pleasure.
All right, Mom. Well, listen, I can't wait to have you. We've got to get you in the studio and do some cute recordings. I think Wanda's got some great ideas. So everybody stick with us. We'll have some Grandma Lolly stuff coming on in the next couple of weeks. You've got some great real estate tech going on. We're going to talk about the newly launched Opportunity Zone Marketplace with Andreas. We've got Becca talking about how she continues to build our brand. And then in the second half of the hour, we're going to talk about virtual reality technology from our friends at RealNex in San Diego. So Wanda, take it away. Mom, happy birthday. I love you just so much.
Thank you very much. Love you too. Bye.
Performing amongst the greatest. My father brought boats over in the 80s. Now I godfather my own shit, man. It's crazy. This is all by the
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. So is the price I got when I bought my car at Warren Henry. I want to thank Santiago. I want to thank Jack. And, of course, I want to thank Larry and the whole team out of Warren Henry. I'm getting the Warren Henry advantage. You should, too. What's that mean? Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee. And, of course, they give you the 3-day, 72-hour exchange guarantee. They're tremendous. I love them. I'm a part of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Radio Gaga and Wanda Mines.
Radio Goo Goo
on 880.
Radio Gaga.
The Biz.
Radio.
Mother's Day is this weekend, and 880 The Biz is giving away $1,000. To help make it the best day ever, log on to 880thebiz.com and
click on
for a chance to win Mom $1,000. Sign up for free now on 880thebiz.com. That was for Lolly.
Thank you so much for playing that for my mom. If I could give her $1,000, I would. But we're gearing up for Father's Day, by the way, folks. So you can win your father some $1,000.
Oh,
ahead.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
You know what else I can't wait for? People to call me at 305-773-6300. Because when they do, they get me. And when they call me, it's all about you. That's right. Call me for help with real estate financing. What am I doing these days? Well, all kinds of hard money loans. We're closing deals left and right. Give us a call. One person makes the decision. Our last deal, well, we closed that in just 2 weeks. In fact, this time last year, a guy called me, said, Jim, can you close by the 4th of July? I said, shoot, that's a month away. No problem. Close it in 2 weeks. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need some complex real estate financing. Again, 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me,
it's all about you and the home.
880.
Of the brave.
The Biz.
Your
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest-running talk show in South Florida. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, Wanda, thank you so much for that hype. We really are the longest-running talk show in South Florida. We've been on for 10 years.
You don't look that old.
I know, but, well, you know, thank you so much. It's because of Vivian. She feeds me good. Hey, listen, we got a real estate tech segment that we have every month. We're on with Andre Sain. Did I get it right?
Semi.
All right, I'll get it right someday, Andre.
He's doing it on purpose now.
I am, actually. And we're also on with Brian Smith. Brian's the founder and CEO of The Capital Engine. It's powered by Online Capital Markets. It's a fast-growing, SaaS-based fintech company. It's exciting. It's an exciting opportunity to participate in a number of platform partnerships. We're going to hear all about it from Andres and Brian. Guys, welcome to the show. Andres, you're up.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be back and to have my friend Brian with me today. Couldn't be more excited. The real estate industry continues to connect, continues to collaborate as always. Now it's just more and more digital. Brian in particular has launched his new Opportunity Zone marketplace that feeds from us in a manner of speaking. It's all about handshakes. And with Brian's new technology, he's helping people raise more money. And I'll let him speak to it, not only in the Opportunity Zones, but across, and you'll love this one in Florida, marijuana businesses and others.
Well, before we do that, why don't we talk about what's the Real Estate Collaborative for just a second, then we'll go right into Brian, because you're the Real Estate Collaborative. Tell me a little bit about that.
So Creco.ai is an end-to-end technology enablement platform. We're here to connect you to the technology you need, connect your data, your deals, and your network to each other. We're a search one-and-done system, letting you get back to the business of doing business. We'll handle the tech.
Awesome.
You can reach us at Creco.ai, day or night. We're here to help.
Awesome. Now, tell me what Brian does, because it sounds to me like he's created a very interesting marketplace where people can find a lot of different things.
That's exactly right. And I don't know if Brian's on yet, but what Brian does is
perfect.
Is he does individual marketplaces for your investment needs, and I'll let him speak to it.
Welcome to the show, Brian. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Andres.
It's our absolute pleasure
to be on your show, Jim.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me? Are we on a good thing? Okay, great. Thank you so much, Brian. I really do appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about the Capital Engine and what's going on, because I understand not only can it help search for good opportunity zone deals, but here in Florida, we got cannabis deals. Tell me more.
Yeah. So, Jim, my background, I've been in commercial real estate for the last 15 years or so. I'm originally from South Africa, been involved in a number of listed REITs and on the development side as well. But, I got into the technology side in probably 2014, 2015, when they launched the Jobs Act. If I'm not familiar with it, it's the Jumpstart Our Business Act, which kind of changed the way that you can raise capital in the U.S. And we saw the opportunity to create a platform at that stage, a technology platform for raising capital online. The company then was called Realty Wealth, and we focused on the triple net lease sector. We've done about 10 or 15 iterations of the platform. And we launched Capital Engine last fall. And it's essentially, it provides investment professionals, advisors, so funds, 1031 exchanges, broker-dealers, sponsors, family offices, GP, LPs, and REITs with a white-label capital market solution, both debt and equity. And we also do investor management services, so the full kind of spectrum of investor management services.
So let me ask you this. So I'm trying to fund my Opportunity Zone development deal. I can go onto your marketplace and see people who are active in investing in Opportunity Zones, funds, stuff like that?
So we haven't launched it. We've actually been in discussions with Andreas and with a big brokerage out of New York in terms of creating a opportunity zone marketplace. And I think it's essentially to provide a full capital stack solution for owners, investors in opportunity zone transactions. You know, not only are we looking to bring together potential investment developers, but also help clients, you know, together a team of advisors, you know, such as accountants and attorneys that specialize in the space.
So that's great. And,
in short, what you're saying, Brian, is you can build a marketplace to the market for each market. Is that right?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we're industry agnostic. I mean, we're currently busy with a number of real estate platforms. I mean, ranging from a lending platform for real estate-backed loans. We've just finished a syndication platform for a company called Orvest. They're an international real estate fund with about $220 million under management. So, yeah, I mean, we can provide a seamless marketplace, you know, from registration, access to secure deal rooms. You know, the way that we've built our technology is it's essentially a middleware platform, so we can integrate with any number of third-party service providers via API. So CRM platforms, payment gateways, e-signing technology.
And just like us.
Yeah.
So the Crecco, you connect.
Collaboration. Handshake.
Yep. That's right.
So tell me then, Andreas, this is part of your toolkit. Tell me how this works with Crecco.
So one tool in the toolkit, we have investors, we have owners, we have developers. They have their data, their property, their network on our platform. But when they get to the point of needing to actually do the raise or putting together a capital raise marketplace, that's a different technology. So we simply connect, handshake, and push our data into his system where it's also secure. And then it comes back to us when legally allowable after the raise and we push it to the next player on the next part of the transaction. So our tech enablement is end-to-end, acquisition, disposition, development, raising. We're with you for your life cycle of your business, optimizing and helping your data grow with you. More importantly, making sure you own it, and then you can connect it wherever you need it, however you need it.
So then, Mike, you know, let's say I'm looking to raise money for a self-storage venture. I've got five existing. I've got a pipeline of seven. I can go on and work with them, and they can create a platform that attracts capital, or I work with them to meet other people in the self-storage space.
So you can work on our platform to network with others, identify assets, as well as promote your own. When you want a closed environment, that capital raise regulated area, so to speak, that's where you would transfer into his platform. And I'm sure he has some marketing and other things as part of his unique raise toolbox.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jim, just on that, I mean, we recently launched our Capital Engine online marketplace for Reg D 506C deals. We've seen aiming to fill a massive gap in the U.S. market in funding Reg D 506C-based real estate, venture capital, healthcare, renewable energy type projects.
Okay. You quoted a regulation. It went way over my head. I'm pretty sophisticated. Can you explain what you're talking about?
So the old days of raising capital here in the U.S., you needed to, you needed to use a broker-dealer, which was extremely expensive, cost you anything from 10 to 15% to raise the capital.
Yes.
And two, you could post a kind of tombstone ad in the local Wall Street Journal.
Right.
So with the launch of the Jobs Act, which jumpstarted our business act, in 2014, it was basically to kickstart the U.S. economy, and that allowed for some, new regulations around capital raising, and you could openly solicit. So you could use social media, you could use newspapers.
It was the last generation. We called it crowdfunding. All those companies kind of came and went.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So now we're able to raise online. With the Jobs Act to directly access credit investors and raise money through them. And so what you do is give me the opportunity to directly access the accredited investors market?
Exactly, yeah. So the only stipulation there is accredited investors. You need to be an accredited investor to invest in the project.
Okay, so what do they sign up on your platform? How does that work?
Yeah, very much so. So it's at capitalengine.io/marketplace. and they can sign up. So we do have a number of deals there. And also, you know, we're open to helping companies raise capital for the only stipulation being they need to have done the SEC filing with the Reg D 506C, which we can help out with.
How much is something like that?
The listing on our marketplace is around about $3,000 plus a percentage, plus a fee per million raised, but it's not contingent. They pay it.
Technology.
Yeah, we're not a registered broker dealer.
Right, I understand. So what you're doing is it's a technology fee. I understand.
It's a technology fee, yeah.
Okay.
So you find the deal, like you, to your example, Jim, you've got these public storage, right?
Right.
You have them, now you want to reposition one, you need to raise, or you're redeveloping a parcel into public storage. You take that deal, you shift it into his platform, raise the money, then the deal shifts back out to our platform where you can add, you can have your real-time status, your other technology, asset management tools, monitoring the asset itself.
How does this differ? How does an opportunity fund differ from a TIC? Help me understand, because that's what one of the people asked me people make comments on the internet. And so somebody just asked me that. Compare this to an opportunity zone fund to a TIC. Can somebody get in and out of these? How does that work?
My understanding of opportunity zones is, I mean, you can essentially, you're only investing the capital gains. As opposed to using the capital gains kind of thing. So I think you have to retain for 10 years your investment in the opportunity zone, and then you pay, I think it's in 2027, sometimes you pay the capital gains to the tax man, and then if you've made a kind of profit on the opportunity zone side of things, then you retain that profit. But you still pay the capital gains, I think. This gives you
All good. So listen, yeah. I really appreciate that. We got to go to a break. Can you guys stick around for a couple minutes?
Of course,
around.
Awesome. Wanda, let's go to a break. We'll be right back. We'll learn more about raising money on the internet and the new way of doing business. Songs you find, Wanda. This is just awesome. It really makes me feel terrific. Very uplifting.
It's pink.
It's pink. It's
very pink.
I got it. Hey, listen, I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry. I want to thank Santiago, Jack, and of course Larry for helping me get my brand new hot looking car. I love the car. It
Sweet.
Smokes. It runs. It's great. You never
it
know
smokes.
How. Oh, it's just a tremendous
that
car.
Sounds dangerous.
It. Hey, when you go and you buy from Larry and the Warren Henry friends over there, you get their Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar. You can get an Audi up in Gainesville, down in Key West. They've got all their different nameplates. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great name brands, and they're all quality cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and of course, the 72-hour exchange. And this week, they're moving Warren Henry's Supercar Saturday to the Pembroke Mall. Wanda, are you going to join me out there this week? Can you guys get up there?
I'm not sure.
Going to go. I can't wait. I invited all my friends. I got a whole bunch of people going. It's going to be awesome. If you can't go, maybe you can loan Polo to me.
I can.
All right. Hey, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Happy National Eyewear Day.
I can see clearly now.
You got your sunglasses on.
Sunglasses at night.
Cheap sunglasses.
On 880, The Biz.
It's you.
Oh, it's time for me again.
Uh-huh. Do you have glasses on?
I do have my glasses on.
Good.
Now they're glasses for reading, not my sunglasses. Is my future so bright I should put on my sunglasses?
No.
My future is bright, and
but
I'm
going
to
need
shades. I
do
need shades, but I don't need to put them on now. I just got them all fixed. I took them over to Oakley. They got this washing machine they put them in, and then they polished them all up, and I bought new lenses. It's
really
cool. I really love
it. You have to take your glasses out to be cleaned?
They have this special washing machine. They use all this stuff. They get all
You can't do it yourself?
Of course I can, but I can't get all the stuff out of the little cracks and crevices
oh,
the way they
the
can.
Love.
We're not going to discuss that.
Jeez.
Hey, what we will discuss is giving me a call if you need real estate help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll take my 40 years of real estate experience. I'll help you solve the real estate problems. Yeah, well, I don't have a real estate problem. Hey, maybe if you think about it, you could do even better than you think you're doing now. I help people sell their land. People have been sitting on this land. They think it's time to monetize it. It's time. If you're sitting on your land, sell it and sell it now. Who am I? I'm the guy that just sold Wynwood Yard. See the green fence go up? Sorry, everybody, but that's going vertical with my friends from Lennar. High five to the Lombardi family for exactly doing that. And their partners, they retired the day that deal closed. Anyway, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got a great show going today. We've got our real estate tech segment. We've got Andreas and his good friend Brian Smith. Brian's the founder and CEO of Capital Engine. It's a SaaS-based fintech company that helps you find your real estate capital online using the Jobs Act stuff. Hey, welcome back, guys. We've only got a few minutes left in this segment because we went long on the first one. Andreas, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Creco is and why we should work with you?
Thanks, Jim. Well, Creco, CRE Collaborative is just that. It's a collaborative for the real estate professionals to get together, connect to one another, share their deals, and in the background, connect their technologies. Search one and done. A connected industry from end to end, better. We'll handle the technology. You handle the real estate. We partner with the industry's best technology firms. We advise with you, create your toolbox, and then help you execute on your deals from the tech side, of course.
So if somebody has a really difficult problem to solve and they don't really know how to go about it, your technology can kind of assist them getting to the end?
Absolutely. Look, you've got 1,880 golden deal hours, 9 to 5. Don't spend it looking for a solution in technology. Just log on to us. We'll give you the solution, and then you can close more deals. That easy.
So basically, you're a library of technology solutions, and we're talking to one of them right now. We're on right now with Brian Smith. Why don't we talk a little bit about what Brian does?
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure, Brian. Go ahead. Give us a real quick one.
So, I mean, Capital Engine, as I said, is a white label SaaS capital markets investor management solution. Part of our business model is to own, operate, and partner with industry experts in setting up online marketplaces, platforms, and trading exchanges using our software. So we will we'll identify an industry expert in real estate, in opportunity zone marketplaces, and we'll kind of partner them. We'll be we're happy to provide our technology, and we'll work us some form of revenue share going forward.
Oh, that's great. Now, Andreas, tell me a little bit about some of the other folks that are on your platform.
So we range across CRM systems to real-time underwriting, transaction management, marketing. Candidly, we have everything across the spectrum. So your asset management, your investor deal rooms. As you know, Brian, with the capital raising platforms, as well as public data aggregators, because we are competitors to no one and friends to all the technology providers, we can partner and integrate all the different data sets to garner insights that were never before possible. And that's what you're seeing. People want more in-depth analysis. They want to know where to buy, how to buy. Deals are harder to find, or I should say people are looking much harder to find deals. And they can work much faster and smarter through our platform because they're going to have access to information others don't.
Okay, there you go, right there. So, when I was in the real estate business 25, 30 years ago, people used to ask me what I do. I used to say I'm in the information arbitrage business. I used to read everything I could get my hands on. I'd learn what people didn't know, and I'd make my money by doing that. In fact, one of the guys that was watching on Facebook Live earlier is a guy I met by reading the Crittendens, and I actually done a number of deals with him. Now everybody reads the Crittendens. Crittendens is old hat. Everybody's got their way to find and deliver new forms of information. There is no such thing as arbitrage information you can arbitrage. The only stuff that you can arbitrage today is what you learn face to face. So people need to work with the information that's been commoditized. That's what we're talking about here, isn't it?
It's a digital world. What was once in your head and you then connected through the phone, through your network, the market's bigger now. You need the systems in place to take what the processes that already work are, the ones you use, the ones I use, everyone in the industry uses. Process plus machine accelerates your outcome.
You know, the reality is that I only need to find one person, but I got to go through so many to find the one person. So you're...
No, you have to go through one. You go through us.
Well, that's what I was about to say. So what you do is you bring it all together, and I can go through, and I said, this is what I want, and it comes out your system, basically.
That's right. In the language you understand, asset type, you know, financials, geography, the language of the commercial industry to direct you to your outcome. Better yet, you're looking at a deal, you're looking at a property. We know you're looking. We're going to introduce to you what we think is appropriate based on what the industry is asking for. We know that you're going to want demographics when you're looking at that deal. We know that you're interested in financing. So let's get you to 200 loan quotes. Let's pre-qualify deals that are up there for sale. These are all partner technologies that are fed into the system, so you get to go to one place, look, get what you need, and continue on your day.
What if my client is really efficient, that they've only had a handful of partners, and they're really not looking to blast out their stuff and water the lawn? They really want a rifle shot approach. Can you work with me and create a list that I can vet through my client and go one, two, three down the list?
The system's built to leverage relationships, whether they're your existing ones or you need new ones.
Wow, yes. This is fantastic. So let me say this then. So let's say I'm working on a unique product type. I've run out of ideas in the product type. It's a real hard asset class to finance, and I'm looking for a needle in a haystack. This is a great place to look, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, they should call you for financing first, but, you know, also to use us.
Well, can't I use you?
Well, don't tell your clients that, but yes, of course.
I would tell my client that because I'm fully transparent. I would want my client to know I'm using the absolute cutting-edge technology suite because he doesn't have to work with somebody from one of the big firms. I have the same kind of stuff at my fingertips, and isn't that your value proposition?
That is true. You have the same tools. You have better tools. There are 4.9 million of us in the U.S. working real estate. 400,000 of us are taking blue chip software. The other 6,800 technologies are what I call the cutting edge. I was the broker with the original iPad taking business from more established brokers and companies because I had new tech, because I had better information, because I had what the industry needed to get it done. And, you know, knocking on doors. You obviously have to work for a living. You have what you've done that works well will simply give you more to go get more business.
Look, a salesman is only as good as his quality and number of leads. Let's just call a spade a spade. You're talking to a guy who used to sell pots and pans door to door in high school. You like nice things, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, then you just bought all my stuff. So I get it, Andreas. What I really need is I just need more qualified leads. I already put you down in my book to call you at 8:30 in the morning. That's right. I don't mind. I told what I'm going to do with Andreas right on the phone. We're going to get on the phone. I'm going to tell him what I'm looking for. I'm going to explain that it's an unusual product type, that I beat the living bejesus out of the vertical of all the people that I know that are the lenders in the space, and I need something new, and I'm going to try it. And in a month, we're going to talk about my success that I had. What do you think about that?
We'll keep talking about it. You and I have had a few good successes so far.
We've had. It's been tremendous. We've only got about 45 seconds left, so the first thing I want to do is I want to thank Brian for being with us. Brian, the founder and CEO of Capital Engine, the SaaS-based fintech firm that people can access through what, Andreas? And who are you and how do they find you?
ERE Collaborative.
There you go.
Access it now through Creco.ai in our marketplace.
There you go.
Under capital raising.
There you go. Now, that's my man. That's my man, Andres. I want to thank you so much for helping me look smart every month at the top of the month. What was that? I know. I never say it right.
Go ahead.
Andres Senni. Andres Senni, my man. My man. And somebody's calling me right now so that I can place a mortgage. I got to tell them I got to call them back.
All right.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
It's my absolute pleasure, Thank Brian. You. And hey, whoever that was calling, I'll call you back after the show in about a half hour. See that? Radio works, Wanda.
Yeah, hard to tell.
Yeah, stop that now. You know I get calls all the time. Yeah, that's where I go back. When I go home, you know where I'm heading. I'm heading to the...
Oh, down the highway to the shack.
I'm going to go out, head on down the highway to the Love Shack.
Baby.
It's my getaway.
You know, the first time I was in Florida, I saw them live.
They are great. You
they
know,
are.
Who were they with? I saw them
live. They were
with The Who. That's... I was at that show.
I was there too, Jim.
That was you?
Oh, my gosh.
The girl over there?
Yes.
That was you?
At the Orange Bowl?
Yes,
oh my gosh, we were there the same time. How cool is that?
It's very cool.
We can get together.
There you go. But we're not going to get together like that. I get together like that with my wife.
That was a nice little reunion. Do some Warren Henry.
There you go. I'm going to do that. Hey, my friends at Warren Henry, I want to thank them all for helping me get my new car. It's only got 200 miles on it now, but I love that car. It's a smoking great car. I got myself an Infiniti again. Boy, oh boy, do I love them. Hey, you know what else I love about it? I love the Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? It's something you get with every one of their Jaguars, Infinities, Range Rovers, Land Rovers, Audi, all the great cars they got in Key West. Hey, you get a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel replacement, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the one I like the best, the 72-hour exchange where you can test drive the thing for 3 days.
Wow.
That's right.
Do some damage.
Oh, I hope not.
Hope not.
Hey, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. I'll be up at the Pembroke Mall?
No.
Where am I going?
You're going to Warren Henry's Supercar Show.
Yeah, but it's at the mall now. They moved it.
Why?
Because the neighbors were cranky.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's all right. We'd have a great time. Maybe all my friends like Mark from NNB will join me. Hey, give me a call if you want to go. And you know my numbers, but always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
And now, here's today's Thought Bubble.
And Wanda Miles.
The kid bagging my groceries today was named Jagger.
On 880.
How do we get that to stop?
The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You're talking about me. You have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
And now, a profile in kindness.
My mom started a travel agency when she was 19. And my family has taken me traveling with them my whole life. Been training to be a travel consultant since I was 14. Mm-hmm. I've been working full-time as a travel consultant since I was 15. And I've been saving for the gap year since I was 12. Everywhere in the world, you can find kindness, despite the political and societal instabilities, despite what the media tells you. There are kind people everywhere.
I just wanted to prove it.
Well, that was nice, Wanda.
Is that too much kindness?
Probably a little bit slow there at the end, but it was a nice thing. I think it seemed to me a little bit out of context.
I've been finding more kindness news stories. And
I think it's great. Look, I want to be a positive force. I want to be a force bringing positive energy to the universe.
All right.
You know what my brand is and all that other stuff.
I do.
What's my brand?
It's all about...
My brand? No, that's the tagline is it's all about you. My brand is that I self-actualize by helping others achieve their goals.
Gotcha.
That's my brand.
Let me write that down.
High five to Brewster Kell. There you go.
Big Bruce.
All right. Hey, and if you want to participate in all that goal achieving and love shacking and all that other stuff, give me a call at 305-773-6300 and join my ideal environment, business ecology.
Get gymmed.
I have so many wonderful people that I do business with. It ends up that, you know, one guy calls me, sends me a deal, says, Jim, find me some people to do this deal with, you know, find me some money to do this deal. He goes to his realtor 2 weeks. He comes back. I got the whole thing capitalized.
Mm.
It's really cool.
Magic.
I never thought I'd see a deal like this again.
You're a magician.
It's beautiful. It's on the water. It's all messed up. It's got jalousie windows. It's got the air conditioning units falling out, and we're going to go redevelop this deal. It's going to be
beautiful.
That sounds
fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I go out there with my friends. We take pictures, and what we're doing is we're making life better for the people that live there.
Oh, good.
That's what we're going to do. If I can help you with your real estate deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Add me to your deal team. Add my energy. Add my thoughts. And maybe we'll have Wanda call in, too. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Do those singers, do they operate on the union pay scale, or do they just sing for crackers and stuff?
No, I pay them.
You pay them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's really terrific.
In polo kisses.
Oh, my gosh. That's just so beautiful. So we've got our next guest on. We're going to talk about more real estate tech. We're going to talk about virtual reality. We've got Matt Smith. He is all fired up. Matt called me about an hour ago, blew my head off. I wasn't really ready, but Matt was ready. I hope Matt's still that fired up. He builds strong relationship with potential and existing customers, as well as educating commercial real estate brokers and companies. His company, RealNex Commercial Real Estate, it's a product suite in multiple ways. It's going to help you effectively grow and scale your business to win more business. We're going to talk with Michael Lurge. He's the CTO of PIX. He has over 25 years of experience leading the development of custom visualization, simulation, and training applications, specializing in numerous forms of virtual reality and augmented reality. All I want to know is if that scene on Players where he was, well, you know what I'm talking about, Michael. Was that real?
Michael?
Not sure.
Okay, that's okay.
Not sure, actually.
Okay, what happened was, do you know what I'm talking about? What scene in Players, Ballers I was talking about? The guy's on the sofa, and somebody sent him a workup of they were going to do a workup of new Las Vegas football stadium, but they showed their technology by showing him a workup of an intimate avatar experience, and we'll leave it at that. So Matt, welcome to the show. Let's bring Michael on. We'll talk about virtual reality. Help me out here.
Hey, thanks for having us today, Jim. We really appreciate it. I am Matthew Smith, and I have on the line here Mark Lurch, CTO of PIX, and we're really excited to talk to you about some fantastic things we've been doing, and especially our survey. And I really wanted to share that to the commercial real estate arena. And I figured the best place to do is connect with you so we can kind of educate and show everybody what's going on. Because if we can do that, then it's going to be a better place for all of us. And we really just want to get into that mix. And I can't wait to get this thing started.
100%. You know, virtual reality, everybody looks at those phone commercials, stuff like that. If you go to a real estate conference, there's usually a virtual reality booth. One person's using virtual reality, but it's starting to really become the accepted norm in the market. And I really like to learn some of the things that are at the cutting edge of that technology.
Yeah, and that's what we want to share with you a little bit more today. And we want to talk about virtual reality, the here and now. And everybody thinks of virtual reality like these big movie sets and these huge development. And like you're talking about Oakland, right? Moving to Las Vegas, you don't have to think about virtual reality in that. Mike and I are going to talk about some virtual reality things you can do for as low as a $300 budget. You're going to be able to virtualize stuff on a phone. You don't need fancy goggles or anything else to start doing it. And we really want you to start understanding how virtual reality can really impact your life. And we just saw this happen. Has anybody gone to the Apple website and saw the new WWC thing with Apple come out? Have you seen that, Jim?
No, I just was just trying to explore the Apple TV app they just pushed at me. So maybe this is an extension of that concept.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because if you go to Apple's website, I think for the first time ever, they actually have augmented reality embedded on the site. So if you want to see what their $5,000 Mac looks like in your office, because most of us can't afford that, go to Apple, type in Mac, and you can go ahead and use your phone virtual and actually put that thing on there. So we're actually doing some of that technology with the AR and VR, and we're putting it in the palms of your hands as well.
Okay,
so we want to bring that technology and some awesome things to you.
Hold on 1 second and differentiate between virtual and augmented reality, because you guys are techno knowledge guys. You know that, but the average person listening in their car doesn't. I kind of understand. You kind of demonstrated, but please be more specific.
Mike, why don't I hand this one over to you?
Sure.
You tell them, Mike, you are the VR expert. He is a technology expert. Let's have you this one.
Sure. So with virtual reality, 100% of your view is computer generated, whereas with augmented reality, you're looking at the real world with virtual objects merged with it. And there's actually a level above that called mixed reality, where then the virtual objects actually interact with the real world. Those are the three different flavors.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds awesome. Is this sort of like what they were doing when they were doing Pokemon, only this is much more sophisticated, right?
Correct. That's much more sophisticated.
Now, what's the difference between a VR, a 3D modeling, and a 360 image? You know, I've gone into residential. I've seen tours. I see the helicopters flying around my buildings. I live in Miami. It's the home of this stuff. Well, I guess so does California, but you know what I mean. We got all kinds of stuff. They're all trying to outdo themselves. One guy's got a landing pad on the top of his building. So tell me what the difference is of the different types. You got the virtual reality. You got 3D modeling, 360 images, straight video. Mike, help me out here.
Sure. So with our virtual reality, there's multiple flavors, but our flavor is the truly interactive virtual reality where you can explore, walk around, navigate, look around wherever you want to go. And so we actually make changes in the scene dynamically as well. With 3D modeling, that's the base of what we actually use to build our virtual experiences, but it's very hard for most people and cumbersome to navigate for the average user. 360 images and 360 videos, you can jump from point to point and look around, but you can't freely navigate between those points, and you can't make any changes to those scenes. So those are some of the limitations. And one of the things that our virtual reality allows you to do is basically create the future state of a building or a renovation and remodeling or a complete new development, making the invisible visible.
So then basically I could sit with my architect. We could get on your system. We could take my existing place, leave my furniture in place, talk to their interiors people and switch out the walls, the carpet, and the coverings on my furniture within the context of your program?
That's a little more, that's a couple steps above in terms of AR right now. But yes, it's heading in that direction.
So then, you know, how come the industry isn't more, you know, dedicated to using this type of technology? Is it pricing? What's going on?
So there's a few different parameters, one of them definitely being pricing. Up until recently, a professional head-mounted display was $1,500 and it required a dedicated gaming computer, about $2,000. Mm-hmm. So it's very cumbersome, it's complicated, and it requires some skills and time to set up, maintain, and operate, especially if you're going to move it from place to place. However, recently the Oculus Quest came out, and that's actually an all-in-one system. It's a wearable device with the computer built in, no cables, and it's ready to use right out of the box for less than $400.
So then when I look on Facebook and I see the Oculus place to touch, what is that?
In terms of the Quest or the...
Yeah, what's Quest? I'm not familiar with what's Oculus Quest. What is all that?
Okay, sure. So before Oculus Quest was Oculus Rift, which is a cabled head-mounted display that goes to your computer. The Oculus Quest is a unit that you can put on your head and wear that has no computers, no cables, and you're able to freely navigate and explore your space. But also, it does do some things to keep you safe, because with a virtual reality head-mounted display, you can't see typically what's outside in front of the screen. So you can walk into things, bump into tables, fall downstairs, you know, terrible things.
Sure.
So with this, they have some cameras that are facing outward. And so if you set up a perimeter, which is your safe zone to interact with your virtual scene, and if you get close to a barrier, then a grid shows up, giving you a virtual wall.
Yeah, it sets up a fence for you. It's a safety fence.
Show you the real view.
Safety fence. It's a safety fence.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. This is really cool, actually. That was one of my questions, is how do I stay safe with this in a two-story house where I'm walking around doing all this stuff? Now, what's an interesting way that somebody's using VR, you know, the development guys, you can virtually give them their unit and raise them up and show them this is the view out of your unit. But what are some of the other things that can happen with this stuff? That's the easy one.
Certainly. Another example would be for test fits for commercial real estate, office spaces in particular. So we can take a vacant office space and give you a 3D model, and over a web page, have you yourself lay out the space, putting in walls, doors, drag and drop furniture, and populate it to see if it fits your client's needs while your client's with you on a tablet. Instead of going with a design, going to an architect, getting it back, doing an iterative process that can take weeks, you can do it in minutes or hours instead of weeks.
So it's not just for residential. This is a commercial application.
Oh, certainly. Any type of building structure. We're not limited in terms of what type of property we work on.
Hey, can you guys stick with us for just a little while, Matthew? Matthew and Mike, I wanna get a quick break in, and then we'll have like another 5 minutes, if that's okay with you.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Awesome. Okay, Mike, you got to stay fired up, man. You were so electric when I talked to you earlier. And, you know, we're talking to Matt now, to Mike. Matthew, I want to have another question when we come back for Matthew. Wanda, let's go out. We got to come back real fast. These guys have great stuff. I want everybody to hear. Affection. It was my anniversary this weekend. We were full of love and affection.
Keep it to yourself. Happy anniversary.
All right. Hey, we're also talking about the new car I bought. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Jack. And I want to thank Santiago for helping me buy my awesome new Infiniti car. I love this machine. Hey, I've been an Infiniti customer now since 1990. How long is that? That's a long time.
Long time.
You know what I got when I bought my car? I got the complimentary service loaner. I got the dynamic wheel protection. I got the key replacement. I got the guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee where they make sure you got the best price. And of course, I got their 72-hour return thing that I'm not going to use because I just absolutely love the car.
Oh, good.
And they are. They're great. They got their stores up in Key West. They got everything down in up in Gainesville. They have Audi, you know, up on 441, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all great cars. They're all great people. You know, my mom, she has one. She loves it. Oh, gosh, she just loves it.
Happy
birthday. My beautiful wife has one. I have one. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too.
Yep.
Always the best price. Always the best service.
Mm-hmm.
Always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
This show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Here are three things we learned from 80s movies. One, don't cross the streams. Two, don't feed them after midnight. And three, where we're going, we don't need roads.
On 880, The Biz.
All right. Hey, it's time for me to tell you that I do real estate deals. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Run into a challenge, run into something you're really just not able to bust through on your real estate deal. Need some fresh ideas? Maybe you just need the right introduction. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me introduce you to the people I know that make things happen, including me. 305-773-6300. Give me a call. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're with Matthew Smith and Mike Lurge. We're talking real estate technology, virtual reality. My buddies are calling in from San Diego. High five to them for crossing all the time zones. Matt, tossing it to you. What do we got next?
So, you know, like I kind of want to bring it back a little bit to this and go back and throw some of the survey results, if that's okay with everybody.
100%. I
really
want to hear more about your survey.
Interesting facts.
I want to hear the facts.
Yeah, and look, well, and I'll relate this to, you know, kind of something, you know, when I was a kid. I don't know if you've ever hated a food. You're like, you know, I really don't like onions, but you never really tried them or anything like that. And we're finding out that 50% that we surveyed never tried VR, but they're really not interested in learning or doing anything with it. And that one day when I got a little bit older and I had that onion, it just tasted so amazing on that hamburger hot dog. You know what I'm talking about, Jim?
Yeah, and actually what I'm finding out here, what I think you're talking about is that there's early adopters that feel good and comfortable with this, but the general population feels uncomfortable. They walk around the events. They see people walking around or wearing their phones on their head. They think they look goofy. They say, that's not me, and they keep walking. What are they missing, guys?
That's exactly what we're trying to talk about, and that's what we want to educate everybody about, is they think that it's cumbersome. They think that it's costly. They think that it's time-consuming, and those are all myths. And everything changes drastically. So we're seeing stuff change from, you know, what is technology changing every 5 minutes, 5 seconds?
I don't know. I don't have enough of attention span left. But let me ask you guys a question. Mike, let me ask you this. Let's say, and this is a real-life example that happens in our market every day. This is a deal I'm working on now. Okay, you get in there, you got a beautiful piece of real estate. It's got an old crappy building on it. It's all nasty. You're going to board it up. You're going to sell that. You're going to turn it into condos. And you want to change the way everybody sees it. You got a sales center you paid $500,000 for across the street. And you want everybody to be able to see that 7 floors up, they can see the ocean. Can you help me with that?
Certainly. Being able to build a virtual building from some floor plans and elevations. Have some sample materials to texture and light it so we can landscape it. And then using imagery, we can actually show the views outside the windows and really put somebody in the virtual space long before the building's built or even before the old building's taken down.
Now, who do you usually partner with? The salespeople, the architect, the developer? Who's the person that usually calls you?
Sometimes it's a myriad. It depends on the project itself and where's the source of funds coming from for that project. Which pool of money is being used.
Now, Mike, you know, Matthew's survey had an interesting answer, and I want to see what your thoughts are. You know, 40% of his respondents said that they're thinking about VR, but they haven't found the right opportunity. It sounds to me like just about everything's the right opportunity if you're looking to show somebody what the future is going to look like.
Exactly. And it just depends on, you know, sometimes if you're talking about to a sales broker who's got a commission, their fees or the funding for actually doing a VR project may be limited or more limited than somebody who's doing a new development that has a marketing budget. So that's where the cost aspect comes in. But we can actually do some of our properties for as little as $300.
How fast can you turn it around?
Exactly, 2 to 3 days for something of that size.
Now, do I have to have, we only got like a minute left, so I really have one big question here. Do I need some special stuff, a special phone, a special video thing, or how do I get this done?
No, with this, we can actually deliver right to a web page that's then viewable on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, whatever device you want to use.
Oh, my God. We have to do a demo with this. Matthew, I'm going to call you back. We're running out of time. I'm going to have to call Matthew. I'm going to get together with Mike. I'm going to try to do a VR for myself to see what it's like. Matthew, you get the last word. I got about 30 seconds left for you.
Hey, we just really appreciate the time here, and we're able to educate anybody. Anybody can connect us. You can reach us at msmith@realnext.com or mikelerg at tix-virtual.com. We're here to answer questions. Thank you all for coming on here. And again, remember, if you haven't tried, it doesn't mean you don't like it or can't do it. Give it a shot.
Give us a call, and we'll surprise you. I'm sorry I stepped on you, man. This sounds awesome, though, Matthew. I'm looking forward to trying it myself. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Wanda, is it time to kind of wrap up here?
It is.
I want to thank all of our guests for coming on. Of course, as always, I want to thank our first responders that are listening and for their service. This is D-Day. I want to thank all of the folks that gave their lives for freedom.
Thank you.
I hope our country is something you can be proud of. Mm-hmm. God bless you all. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, all our great sponsors. But most of all, I want to thank you, my listener. Thank you for sitting in your car at your desk and listening. Thank you for playing the podcast after we broadcast. I really appreciate it all. Thank you for my friends like Jeff that watch it all the time on Facebook. You can listen to the show on freedombusiness.com as soon as we put it up. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Give me a call. Whatever we can do to help out, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, thank you for making it just a tremendous show this week.
All right. Happy birthday, Lolly.
Happy birthday, Mom.
All we need is one worldwide vision. One flesh, one bone, one true religion. One race, one hope.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz.
visions of one sweet union.
880 The Biz, where money talks.